The red-haired nurse from Friday night bustled into the room to check her IV and make notes in a chart. "You know," she said, giving Carrie a stern look, completely betrayed by the kindness in her eyes, "we're getting pretty sick and tired of seeing you around this place." "I promise this is my last time," Carrie said. "How are you feeling?" "Numb." "Good for you. Nothing like a little happy pill to take the edge off. I'm proposing the hospital put a gumball machine in the nurse's lounge and keep it filled with Valium. Everyone would be so much happier to do their jobs." Kovac peeked in the door. "Is Casey giving you a hard time?" he asked, letting himself in. The nurse gave him an innocent look. "Who, me?" "The last time I was in her ER," he said, coming to stand beside the nurse, "she stapled my forehead together with an actual staple gun." "I did not," Casey protested, then gave him a mischievous grin. "And if I did, I'm sure you had it coming." "I can still see her leaning over me. She came at me with that gun and she said, 'There's no other way to put it. This is gonna hurt.' I still have nightmares." Casey sniffed. "You should be so lucky to dream about me." She turned back to Carrie. "The doctor will be back in to check on you again later, probably right after you've managed to fall asleep." As she headed for the door, Kovac said, "That's Casey. I call her the Iron Leprechaun." "But not when I'm close enough to hit him," Casey said as she left the room. Hair wet and sticking up in all directions, Kovac stepped up to the side of the bed. He had traded his wet dress shirt for the top from a set of surgical scrubs. "How are you feeling?" "Dr. Kovac." She tried to smile but couldn't quite pull it off. "I don't know. I'm sure that sounds stupid." He shook his head. "You've gone through something horrible, Carrie. It'll take a while for you to process it all. And you can't do that alone. I've already been on the phone with Kate. If she wasn't looking after Lucy, she would have been down here at the speed of light." Carrie took a shaky breath. "Lucy, how is she? Is she all right?"
"She wants her mom back. She's scared."
"So was I," Carrie admitted. "I was so afraid he'd done something to her, that she was hurt, or—" Kovac put a hand on her shoulder.
"She's fine. Don't upset yourself thinking about what didn't happen. You've got plenty of real shit to deal with."
"You have a way with words, detective," she said, trying again to find some small part of a smile. It was gone in the next instant. "He killed Anka, didn't he?"
Kovac nodded. "I'm sorry."
A profound sadness weighed on her. "I'll have to call her family in Sweden. How do I tell her parents their daughter is dead because of me?"
"You don't," he said. "She's not dead because of you. She's dead because Carl Dahl killed her."
Carrie said nothing. It wasn't going to be that easy for her to let herself off the hook. "So, where was David through all this?" she asked.
Kovac frowned. "He was at the house when I last saw him, with his lawyer."
"His lawyer?"
"It's a long story."
"He didn't have anything to do with this," Carrie said.
"He didn't have anything to do with Carl Dahl taking you," Kovac specified. "We're still looking into the assault."
Carrie watched him. He was looking everywhere but at her. "Do you know something I don't?"